Welcome, everybody. This is Crafted for You.
Cheers.
Cheers.
See y'all.
Clink me, you bastard.
Fuck you. All right, so tonight...
It's already offensive.
This is...
I like the passive-aggressive don't cheers somebody. Like.
So this is the second episode, finally. I know we've been kind of crappy about this,
and we're
all kind of busy.
Life happens.
It does,
right?
And it's
life
terrible.
Happens.
So tonight, we got a couple of things. We're going to go over the Great American Beer Festival. We're going to play a little game that Alyssa here, my fiance, put together.
Ooh, I like that.
And we're going to talk a little bit about Justin at Natty Greens. We're going to talk about his new position. And we'll talk about the Lagunitas Heineken
Merger
buyout,
yes.
50%. We'll talk about all that when we get to it.
Yeah.
Define that.
Yeah, that's quite interesting. So, yes, the Great American Beer Festival was last weekend. It is held in Denver, Colorado. And pretty much anyone who's anyone enters beer into this. We did at Natty's. Anybody does. North Carolina actually did pretty well. 7 winners, 8 medals. Duck Rabbit had 2. We had
which
a gold.
Is surprising.
Yeah.
Considering
all of it. Yes, we know.
Yeah.
We just can't talk about it.
This is never mind. Yeah. Scratch that. Disregard that.
We had a gold medal here in Greensboro with a brand new brewery that opened up last year.
Yeah.
Gibbs 100.
Yeah.
Which
well,
is impressive.
Their ESB, which is. Really shocking. Whenever they first came out, their beers were a bit on the questionable side. I don't know. Was it just filtering issues?
Yeah, they don't have bright tanks.
Ah, that'll do. Okay.
Yeah, they just, I guess they just rack off.
Just
off
straight,
the fermentation
straight
tanks.
Off the fermenter. So what that means in layman terms, they bring over a lot of yeast with their beer. And a lot of sediment with their beer. So
most people will, after fermentation, they'll crash the tank.
Drop the temperature.
drop the temperature down, let the yeast settle, then they'll, depending on if they're going to reuse the yeast, they'll take the yeast off. But then they'll move all that beer from the fermentation vessel over to a bright tank,
and
put it in the bright tank for a little bit,
and
unless they're filtering,
yes.
Which they'll go from the tank, the fermentation tank, filter it into a bright tank.
So what's the purpose of the bright tank?
It's to brighten
the beer.
Okay,
so
by not having that, that's what causes it. How does that cause?
Because they're just pulling right off the fermentation, the conifer.
So they're not, what they're essentially doing
I'm trying to help people.
Yeah,
yeah,
no. They're not removing the sediment. So
all the proteins and all the yeast
and
all the hops, just
yeah.
everything that after Whirlpool
right.
and everything, still there.
Right.
So you're just taking beer right off.
Yeah, so it essentially makes your beer muddy.
So
it gives it, it gives it a
it
very
can,
muddy
yeah.
muddy appearance, like to the point where their beers would look almost like pond water or like river runoff.
Right.
More
like
so
like
than,
a Hefeweizen or something.
Yeah, something extremely, extremely hazy, only it's not supposed to be.
Right.
But, that being said, the flavor was good. It was just a little...
Well,
little
so
the appearance.
For the first year of them being open, though.
Yeah.
No, that's great. You
yeah.
pull in a gold medal.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
yeah.
no, especially that, but I'm saying, like, not having the brake tanks and still having...
Oh,
brake.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
And their brewer is from Bell's.
Yes.
He's from Bell's, so...
Yep.
Yes, Bell's is a great brewery.
Bell's is great.
So...
Him and... he was... I think he was in the cellar there? Over
at... I think so.
He was the cellarman at Bell's, and
I wish we had Matt on right now.
His wife was the...
she's like marketing?
Yeah,
or...
she was in marketing and sales for Bell's Brewery up in...
Here's the preview.
Michigan? Yeah.
When we do have Matt on, Matt actually, I believe, stayed with the brewer at Bell's on his beer trip because somebody knew somebody who, because he knows the guys who work at Gibbs, which is why he was going to bring the ESB because he was going to just be able to acquire it.
Yeah.
And, but so through that, he actually got to stay with one of the higher ups from Bell's.
That's awesome.
And just did.
Yeah, we have to get him on here.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a little preview. Just listen in. Keep listening, guys.
Yeah, we'll have him on next week.
Yeah. But yeah, they've obviously stepped their game up, and I mean it's awesome. They're definitely representing Greensboro in a big way.
Yeah, they're
that's good, especially because we had a lot of legislation issues when they tried to first open up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were like, they had a hard time
with zoning and all that shit.
Yeah,
just so much red tape.
Red tape to cut.
So
yeah,
it's good that they sort of fought the system to the point where they came out on top and are now representing what they're doing well.
Well, Greensboro's getting a lot better about breweries. Like, our mayor, she's pushing more for this kind of stuff because
right. They're
supposed to be, like, at least two more opening up. Some in High Point are opening up.
Yep.
So we're becoming soon to be Asheville.
Yeah.
Hopefully. That's what
heading
they
in,
want.
Heading in that direction. Heading in, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Heading in that direction. Which is a good thing and a bit of a bad thing. You wind up just completely saturating the market. And, I mean, I feel like Asheville would, I don't know how easy it would be to break into a place like Asheville now.
Now it's a lot harder.
Just because
But now, like, here in Greensboro, it's a great time to break in.
Because you're right at that fledgling stage.
Like, we're just getting, Natty's,
Pryor,
Gibbs, that's it, three.
The one, whatever the new one that's going to be opening up
out by
Pryor, which will be open sometime next year, yeah. But it's scary for me as somebody that wants to eventually open a brewery to see those markets just getting so heavily flooded. But at the same time, it's awesome for the city and it's awesome for our beer scene. I guess it's just scary from a personal.
Yeah, but it's giving you more, even if you didn't want to open your own, it's giving you more choices of places to work as well.
Yeah,
right. Absolutely. And it's not all bad because, like, you know, if it is something that takes off in the city, even if competition becomes tighter, it'll be easier to find investors and launch a business model and you'll have more research and stuff like that. So it's not all bad.
It's going to be easier to break, you know.
And the other, I guess the flip side to this conversation is also that breweries, in a big sense, aren't really competitive in nature. There's a lot of camaraderie in breweries that are in the same areas.
Right.
Like they're really pretty well known for working with one another and helping one another. Because if you guys have good beer,
mm-hmm.
then somebody's going to come to you and they're going to have a couple beers, and that's great. Well, then most of the time they're going to leave and they're just going to start bar hopping, just like you would in Asheville.
Right.
You start at Brewery A, then you leave and you go down three doors and hit Brewery B and then C and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So if you start bringing in people that are making good beer, it's not going to hurt your business. It's going to help because you're drawing in more of a crowd. You're drawing in more foot traffic for people to try them. So,
right. And the other thing that's good is Greensboro is a very large city geographically. So there's a lot of space.
Yeah, it's
to put
sprawling.
Stuff. So if you have a brewery on the other side of town and people go there and like it, but they don't live there, then having a brewery on this side of town, like, oh, they're more likely to go there because they had this cool experience at this other craft beer place.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to wind up having their local watering hole. It's going to be the way it was pre-prohibition, where every little suburb, every little town has their own water hole that they go to to grab a pint or whatever, or grab a beer after work or on the weekends or whatever. So,
which is awesome because also we just passed 4,000 breweries in the United States. We have like 180 more to go to pass before Prohibition, which is the most. It was 1873, I think, we had the most. So,
which is insane.
Which is crazy to think because the population was not even half of what it is now.
Well, it just proves that it's sustainable. And I really think it really is a rising tides situation where, you know, the more the merrier, right?
Yeah,
definitely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. People keep talking about this big scare about, like, oh, well, the where the bubble's going to pop. I don't think so, man. I think that
it'll flatten out, I think. I don't think
it'll definitely plateau to a certain extent, but it, like, You're a dick. I don't know what's going on. These two are ridiculous.
What do you have seances together?
They're just like cheesing at one another. just cheesing. But no, they keep talking about this bubble that's going to burst and you know we're eventually just we're not going to be able to grow anymore. But as he was saying, we just reached the same number of breweries that existed pre-prohibition, and the taste for craft beer is growing. It continues to grow. The market share that the big guys have is shrinking. It's shrinking every day. They're not making up as much of the beer purchases as they used to. Do they still have a huge stake in that? Absolutely. But
and not just in the United States either, though. Yes, they're global.
Yeah, but their stake is steady declining, and they're getting overtaken by these small guys that are coming out with these great, like, big, bold, weird, funky, delicious craft beers. And you can see that these bigger companies are noticing that because they're buying them. Right. They're buying these
and
smaller...
And developing their own craft beers.
Craft, yeah. I like the air quotes that you threw in.
Craft market beers.
Yeah, exactly. So they're buying these companies, and they're essentially using them as like a subsidiary. They're just a front. You know, the big names, AB InBev, you know, they're the ones that are behind the scenes. They're, you know, the Wizard of Oz that are existing, and they're fronting the money for these smaller craft breweries.
And Anheuser-Busch and their parent company for everybody listening.
Before we get too far into that, because that's going
to
segue into something else.
We're coming back to
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Let's
table that.
Sorry.
No. You were going great. Let's just segue back to GABF.
Yeah,
we've got some beers in front of us now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so we have one of the winners.
I need to clear my
glass. So what we have here is Wicked Weed's Pernicious IPA. Which we just started bottling, I don't know, maybe 2 months ago, if that. They just opened up a new facility. I think it's right outside or outskirts of Asheville.
So this is one of the North Carolina beers.
Yeah.
This is one. They won the silver for IPAs, which is a huge deal because I think it's been since 1997, a East Coast brewery hasn't won a medal in this category since then.
Yeah,
it's
all,
and this is a silver.
It's silver.
This is a silver
it's all
medal.
Yeah, it's always West Coast. Like everybody wants to emulate that West Coast style, and I am not a fan. Just personally,
I think it's starting to wane. I think that was kind of the one of the things people were doing during the height of the whole IPA thing, and I think now people are kind of over that. And looking for, you know, people who like IPAs want something different than what they've been kind of being forced fed for the last, you know, seven or 8 years.
I wholeheartedly like your style.
She's
like, just
kidding.
Yeah.
There's a little bit
it's
left.
I think there's a
like,
drop left.
You guys, this is a really good beer. It's silver, okay? It won silver.
Yeah, Alyssa is really getting her weird beers. This is actually her favorite brewery.
This is a really, for me, this is a pretty bizarre IPA. Like, it's a strange beer. Where did you
get
one?
I
don't know.
You
don't get any.
You got shafted, bud. Man, he dicked you there.
I am so sorry.
I'm just going to pretend to review this beer real
like,
quick.
This is delicious.
Yes. Let me just make it up.
Yeah. It's very Wicked Weedish. It's a little IPA-y.
This is very Wicked Weedish because their bottles are 11.2 ounces.
That's, you know, I'm sorry.
That's just
let's talk about that for just a second.
Please.
All right. Put in a fucking 12-ounce bottle. Okay? The point 8 out. Why? Why do you do that? Other than to just... You saved like $1,767 over the course of the year. And it's fucking annoying. I hate it.
Needing to buy special sized bottles.
Yeah, that's like, that was my thought.
Does that save them?
It seems
money?
Like the bottles
no.
would.
Are no, they would cost more.
No,
yeah. Yeah.
I feel
like
they have
cost
to.
More.
These are custom sized bottles,
so it costs them more.
And
I think it's just to be different.
It's really just to stand out on a shelf.
Oh, you want to be different?
Yeah.
Put fucking 13 ounces in a bottle. Don't short it. Give
make
me more,
bigger.
Not less.
And then
make it bigger.
They're also 4 packs. They're not even
yeah,
six packs.
Four.
Yeah, they just they dick you and dick you again.
But you'll buy it. And
you might as well just
like
buy
it.
40 of it. Right,
right. You just
and you'll drink
but
it.
It's
be
what
happy.
You need. You're gonna buy it. That's
you're
that's
gonna
what
buy it.
I didn't buy this.
I mean, I bought it.
Just say it.
I bought it. It is of note.
Jeff won't buy it.
It is
other
of note to mention.
Nice
compliments
yeah,
to
this is compliments.
Scott, Christoffel, and Kingfisher.
That's compliments of one of the brewers from Wicked Weed, who was previously a brewer at Natty Greens. Mr. Aaron Wall brought
yes.
that to visit us at. At Natty Greens, and whenever he came in, he brought a case of it with him. So
this is pretty good. I like
yeah.
this.
I like
it's,
this.
Beer. It's a this is it's a strange.
And this is Justin and I were talking about this beforehand. This kind of reminds us of one of our beers,
which will be coming out here.
Very
soon.
Do we
want to
talk about that now? Or
you're right.
I want
to talk about the beer. So we didn't talk about this beer at all. It won. People
yes.
didn't know what we're drinking.
True. True. True.
Okay, we can talk about it. Should we talk about stats?
Yeah, you can talk about stats. I want to talk about flavor.
Yes. It's 7.3%, and like we said, it's 300 milliliters, which is 11.2 ounces.
Which is annoying.
That's
neither here nor there.
Milliliters, like it's a wine? Is that what's
yeah.
happening here? Okay.
No, I have no idea. I can't convert ounces to milliliters.
You did that so quick.
Wow,
you're
good at this.
You got Rain Man sitting over here. How many matchsticks did I just drop?
I'm not sure of the hops. It doesn't list anything. But it's very
man, it's a strange beer.
It has such a nice
it's
smell.
Slow down, man.
It's so strange. Chris is coughing.
The aroma is exactly how I want my house to smell when I'm brewing beer.
It's
awesome.
Prevalent.
It's
they must dry hop the fuck out of this thing.
Yeah.
It's
I don't but how would you describe that though? Because it still has like that
it's
kind of strange. But it, see, to
but
me,
it's very
I get like
citrusy still.
Yeah, it's very fruity.
I get citrus, but I also get a boatload of like, almost like a borderline onion character, an
don't
onion-y.
Even say that.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, it is
it's definitely
know,
it definitely does have
like
a
vegetative or like
yeah, it has a very
earthy.
Green smell
yeah.
to it.
Yes.
It does have a very
yes.
green smell to it.
And that may house. Come with just the. Abundant amount of fucking hops they use in the dry.
You
hop.
Really don't smell onion there at all?
No,
no,
don't
I don't.
Say
I smell
that.
Earthy though.
This
like,
is
totally,
as soon as you say that, everybody's gonna
this
taste
is how, yeah,
it.
Yeah, ruins beer.
Thank you.
Yeah. You say onion, and then he's
oh,
like,
there's
onion.
Summon in this one.
Garlic.
Fuck you.
God damn it.
Summon hops. Onion and garlic every time.
I still
that's
like
why
it.
I can't drink Hop, Drop, and Roll anymore.
I just
yeah.
It's just
I like
great.
It too because it is. It's one of the ones like. It's not. It doesn't totally kick you in the teeth, but the hops kind of settle, like maybe like halfway back on your tongue.
Yeah,
and then it's just like when you get it down, it's not.
It's not just
super
just sitting there
yeah.
like you.
I think it's nice.
Yeah,
yeah it's not. It's not overly like bitingly bitter on the finish. Like it definitely finishes clean and abrupt. It's just. It stops, which is nice.
It's very West Coast, too.
What was the ABV on it?
7.3. Because it's, I'm sure the malt build is super simple. It's probably just like 2-row, maybe a little bit of caramel malt, and probably a little bit of wheat, and that's probably it. And then it's just a ton of hops.
The harm is done.
Because that's
how the last line on there. The last line on their bottle description, the harm is done.
This is also very fresh. Yeah, finish it. We got,
no, it's delicious.
We'll move on to the
glad it won.
The next one.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm super happy they
that's
won.
Good.
Glad it won.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So
and I have to say,
other categories?
The logo is probably one of the most badass, like...
Yeah.
The artistry on the label is just... It took me a long time to realize that it was even a spider.
Oh, wow.
Wait,
yeah,
are these like hop cones?
Yeah, it's
oh,
a hop
okay.
cone.
Yeah.
But it's
oh,
it's
okay.
a spider, which, I mean...
I like that.
Like, flies in.
If you
perfectly
take a look at like any of their sours, you can sit there and just stare at this.
You can go into our bathrooms because we decorate our shelves with their bottle.
Yeah, I mean their artwork. It's all done by like one artist, and God, it's awesome. Even the way that the label is cut on the side, like that, there's just tiny little.
Yeah.
That's expensive.
It's
tiny little.
Yeah.
Those tiny little intricacies are what makes it. It makes it unique and different. Not the fact that there's 11.2 fucking ounces in the bottle.
We know.
Yeah, sorry. I just had to.
Yeah, the label's beautiful.
But I mean, like that. I mean, looking at the Southern tunes.
Yeah, it's like, a kind of.
Yeah, we're kind of boring.
Yeah.
And the comparison.
The comparison.
I love my company, but
there's a different audience too, because I think the Natty Greens packaging is more of a everyman kind of feel to it.
Yeah.
And the Wicked Weed is much more of a connoisseur kind of.
I feel like that's a lot fancier.
Yeah, and that's actually a great point. I was talking to our brewmaster yesterday about this a little bit, and he was saying how people always ask him, like, why is it that Natty Green's sours are so great and their core four are they're not bad, but they're labeled as non-offensive beers, meaning that it's nothing that's over the top. Exactly. And what he was saying is that essentially, like, the smaller stuff that we do, that's where we can kind of show off a little bit of our creativity.
Yeah.
We can show off a bit of our skill, a bit of our artistry and our craft. But the core four that we put out, they keep the lights on.
They pay the bills.
They're also
the
gateway drug too, because you can take anybody. You can take anybody who drinks Bud Light on the reg and hand them a Guilford Golden,
and
they will like it more.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Golden's gonna be gone.
Is it
really?
Golden's.
Yeah.
Even
stuck in
the same can be said with Buckshot and any run of the mill full flavored beer.
Yeah, that's not necessarily common knowledge.
Is that
now it is?
No, it's knowledge. It's knowledge.
Okay.
I know it is.
Okay. It's an exclusive.
I was like, we are. Oh. We're replacing it with a beer that we don't have a name for yet. We put it out.
Is it a similar kind of flavor palette?
It's like the pernicious, but much better.
And it's single hopped.
So that even shows a little bit of evolution in what Natty Greens is trying to do.
And dude, it is going to.
It's gonna be great.
Oh my god! I cannot wait for January to come around, because I know that I'm gonna be brewing the shit out of some like Mount.
It's Mount Mitchell.
It is Mount Mitchell. That's the previous name, but the name will probably change.
It is changing. I don't know the name yet. We sent two out. I don't know what they are.
Yeah,
I was talking about them.
But
they gotta get approved first.
I think that it's going to work wonders. The evolution in terms of craft beer drinking overall is people love hoppy beers. Like it's becoming a thing. Like overall, like more and more people are starting to gravitate more towards the bitter end of the flavor spectrum. You're always going to have the people who like the sweet, malty, boozy, high grav stuff. You will. Hey, that's fine. My wife
she hates dark beers.
Oh,
wow.
Really?
Dark
beers?
Like super malty beer.
Oh,
but see, the thing is, that's interesting that you say that, because that's generally like where a lot of people will start drinking.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's usually how I get people.
According to what
the
they were drinking
people
before.
Normally like are things like coffee
and chocolate.
Yes.
And things like that. So like
and
out
those
of
flavors,
beer,
it's familiar. You have something to grab. You have like a starting point where you can say like, I recognize this.
Yeah.
You start drinking something like some big crazy IPA, and like that's the and it like all of a sudden. But
you
see,
start with that.
See with this though, with the pernicious, she's pointing at the bottle of pernicious. With the pernicious, you don't have that lingering bitterness that a lot of IPAs have.
Right. And it's not that just enamel punch.
Yeah.
And like, I will think the biggest thing that turns people off from stuff like that is that aspirin taste.
Yeah, that just sits at the back of the palate. It tastes like medicine. It tastes like you just swallowed medicine. And it really takes a while for people to start growing into that and developing a taste to where they say, like, oh, that actually doesn't taste like shit.
So, I can appreciate this.
Yeah, like, oh, wow, this is interesting. This is unique. This is different. And over time, most beer drinkers, their palate will continue to progress. It will continue to grow. Whenever I started drinking beer in general, I started off at the super, 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 super dark, boozy, and as sweet as I could get it end of the spectrum. And then, like, over time, I just started saying, like, all right, shit, I need something new.
Because
I need something different.
Like, it didn't taste like beer. That's probably the
gateway.
That's her gateway. I was never drinking beer before I moved down here, I'll be honest. Because the craft beer life hasn't hit New Jersey in any capacity. I was drinking shots of tequila.
No Sam Adams?
Oh, gosh.
No Guinness? No.
Guinness is what I did.
Yeah.
What?
That was
chugging Natty Light at frat house. But I was drinking really nice wines and like tequilas
and
stuff like that.
It does.
So Jeff handed me a sour and I loved it.
Yep.
And the first like weekend we spent somewhere was Asheville, and we went to the Funkatorium
at Wicked Weed. And
so you got turned on to sours.
By a sour.
Yes,
and
that's a
weird
place to start.
But not
it's not.
Though. If you like wine,
exactly.
If you like wine,
or
then
even candy, it's got the same kind of.
The puckering flavor. Like you get a lot of those same kind of tasting notes from like a sour candy or from wine. So I brought like a boatload of Natty Green's beer with me whenever I went on vacation. I gave it to my family, and like they drink Michelob Ultra. That's what they drink all the time. I claim them as my family. I didn't make that decision for them. They did it themselves. So I brought a bunch of like really good Natty Green's beers, and I'm like, here you go, try this. So I hand them the Southern, and they tried it, and they're like, oh, God, it's
too much.
This is awful. Try the Buckshot. This is worse. Try the Thicket. Oh, my sweet Jesus, this is horrible. Well, okay, that's fine. Try the Wildflower. And they're like, this.
Wildflower.
I like
this. This is. I mean, I'm still not ever gonna drink it again.
That's a wheat.
But
beer.
This is okay. Yeah, the Wildflower Wit.
It's a wit, yeah. Belgian style wit.
Yes, brewed with orange peel and coriander. And so like after all of that's all said and done, I pull out a bottle of the American Sour.
Oh, you didn't bring any Golden?
Ooh, I was gonna say.
I did not bring the Golden.
I'm really shocked that you didn't.
I didn't have any Golden to bring.
We don't brew often. That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah,
and
so,
most of it's probably out of date because we don't.
Yeah, so I brought the American Sour.
It doesn't sell anymore.
And every person that liked any of the previous beers.
It's Wildflower. It's probably
our biggest. Our biggest sellers are Buckshot and Southern.
I mean, that makes sense.
But light one.
Not Wildflower?
Wildflower?
I think you probably sell a lot of Wildflower in store, but I don't see people going to the grocery store
to
get
Buckshot
Wildflower.
Southern. Mostly Buckshot. Buckshot is.
I think it's like
Buckshot
is
a cash cow.
I mean, Buckshot's. Buckshot's the standard.
Dude,
Buckshot's
getting
the everyman's
so good.
Beer. Buckshot's the.
Also, the Southern's getting really good because we switch hops.
You know, Southern's actually
not,
the
not,
beer.
Not we didn't switch Cascade hops. We switched
suppliers.
Suppliers.
Yeah,
gotcha.
And we did some yesterday.
It
was so good.
I was like, I fucked up.
No.
I did something bad.
Southern's a beer that got me turned on to the hoppier beers.
It is a good gateway.
Yeah.
It's a pale ale. It's not over the top.
Yeah.
It's what, two
going to baseball
hops.
Games, trying to get a little extra alcohol.
Magnum. And Cascade.
Yep.
I brewed for a little bit.
Zing.
For like a month.
Let's get some Triple C
going
here.
The next one we got, Triple C.
We're going back to the GABF.
Charlotte.
Oh.
out of the Queen City.
So this is a winner as well?
This is a bronze in American Strong. I got it right here. American Style Strong Pale Ale. Which is
what?
A really weird category.
Dude,
really?
What?
Strong
really?
Pale?
It's
that's
like,
why, okay,
it's
so
a fucking IPA. Come on, guys.
That's like,
pale
hey.
Pale. Strong pale
we're the best.
It says IPA on the can.
It does
say IPA.
I feel like
it's
that's
a strong
you
pale
enter
pale.
Your beer in that category for the same reason you claim to be the best polka band in America. Right? There's not a whole lot of competition.
Just
because it is a category, I think you just
you know what I'm
putting yourself
can.
In it.
Right.
Well, it's there, so this totally qualifies.
So legal.
Yeah.
Got it. Hey,
I won within
my rights.
I can, so I will. It's pretty much how it sounds like, at least.
So yeah. I had this
they,
a couple.
Did they win gold in
weeks
like
ago.
In like light citrusy hoppy American
really,
stout?
It smells really sweet. I like that.
That was my big turn off on this
very,
one.
See,
yeah,
that's
like
that's
smell.
My thing. Man.
I don't like it.
I love it.
You guys gotta not talk over each other. It's happening.
We're
way
professionals,
too much.
Alyssa.
Chris, you're doing A+, gold star. I'm gonna start bringing gold stars.
You should.
Please do. We can count them at the end.
Are
of
you
life.
Wearing a Lego heart?
I am. Jeff gave it to me for Valentine's Day.
That is
adorbs.
Yeah.
Does it break apart?
Yeah.
Oh
my god,
man.
It does!
Oh
yes.
My gosh.
Is that the clasp?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's super
yes.
cool.
Yeah, that's the only way to take it out.
Wow, that's
oh,
kind of cool.
It.
I like that.
I think I almost threw up
Jeff.
A little bit.
Good
so,
job.
About
yeah, so
here.
Going back, sorry guys.
Oh, but going about the gold stars, we should count them and we get a reward at the end.
You got it.
Yes, I like this.
It smells like... an actual orange. Like, it smells like
yeah,
I just
like
cut open an orange.
Yep.
And you just put your
like,
face in
Like a mandarin or like a tiny little
tangerine
or something.
Yeah,
a
tangerine. That's
yeah.
exactly what it smells like.
Tangerine.
I can see that.
Oh, man. This is my bread and butter right here. Oh, my God.
I really like this.
Oh, fuck me running.
I like this a lot.
That is terrible. It's terrible. Don't drink any more of it. Just stop it immediately.
Matter of fact,
just stop it immediately.
If any of you at home bought some, you can send them to us. We'll gladly take them. You don't need
don't
to
do this
them.
To yourself.
They're all bad. They're spoiled.
Don't do this
they're
to
horrible.
Yourself. Oh my gosh.
This is really good. I like
that
this more than the pernicious.
Oh yeah, I'd take
oh,
this
yeah.
over
this is,
that
this
all
is,
all day.
Fantastic.
All day.
I would not. I'd
yeah.
take
I like the pernicious
all day.
No,
all day.
No way, man. I'm right there with you, buddy.
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right.
I'm
two against,
for you
two
guys.
Against three.
I think that this is like representative of the East Coast style, which is just this big, like fruity, juicy, citrusy. Sweet. There's a really strong malty backbone that's backing up.
You know what?
All of this, backing up all of the hoppy bitterness that's going on. You've got this, this to me tastes so much more complex than something like the pernicious, which is just.
It was a little bit of a one trick pony. I'm gonna say that it was a little bit. I had one flavor in my mouth. It kind of came. It kind of left. It was good. It was a developed flavor, but I didn't get the. The layer.
It wasn't a ride.
Different taste.
It was.
Is
it was
different. No, I mean.
It was very static as opposed to very dynamic.
This is just where the two of you.
We're the malt guys.
Yes,
right?
We've talked this a hundred times because
we've been.
I don't
before.
Like a lot of malt. If I make an IPA, I want the hops.
Yeah.
But see, there's gotta. But you've got to have a balance,
no,
though.
You don't.
You do.
Otherwise, I would
you
just
do.
Drink hop water.
Yeah,
right? I know.
I mean, like,
I throw in some caramel malt.
But you throw it in for color. Don't act like you... Don't lie to the people. You're not fooling me. I know what you're doing. I know your game.
Yeah, mine isn't even this color, usually.
Maybe. It's a
See?
Beautiful color, though.
I love...
Mean, it's a beautiful
it's
color.
A, it's an orange.
It looks
orange.
It looks very fruity.
Yeah,
it
does. And it
fruity.
Smells like a pine tree with a bunch of oranges floating in it. And it's awesome.
I like it.
It's like
it's too malty for me, but I like it. This isn't my style of IPA.
Totes my style of IPA.
Yeah, well, that's good. So that's good. So hopefully, people listening at home understand their taste enough to know like who to listen to.
Right. But no, maybe hopefully you guys know who's right.
I forgot to say that. but you're not right. Sorry.
It's a lot different. They're completely
these
different.
These are two completely different beers.
I mean, like, you really are talking... This was an inadvertent but perfect mashup between extreme West Coast and extreme East Coast.
Yeah.
Like,
both East Coast
you have...
Well.
Yeah.
But the stylistically
yes.
They are worlds... Upward. Worlds apart. And one is much better than the other.
It's good. It's a really good beer.
What was the brewery on this one?
Triple C.
I would like to mention that it came in 4 packs of 16-ounce cans.
There you go.
But it looks like Sprite. It looks like a Sprite.
It does
look like a Sprite
energy
can.
Drink.
It does.
But
or an energy
that.
Drink.
I'm
it's kinda a
into
tin
that.
Can. Yeah.
Because I think that's going Erroneous. Back to. I think it has a little bit more of the everyman feel than the Pernicious does.
Yes.
Without
oh,
being quite as, I don't work for Natty Greens,
but
without being quite as boring as the Natty Greens package.
Yeah, just like, well, as non-offensive. It is, it's going to be offensive to some palates because they're
right.
not used to 70 IBUs. It says it on the can. That's
good. That's not, I'm sure Pernicious is a lot higher than that. It doesn't say, but I'm sure it's higher than that.
Gonna look it up?
He's gonna look it up.
I'm googling.
We have to know.
But 70 is a good like balance because I think the style starts, I think at the 50s. I could be wrong, and it goes just upward. But 70 is a good balance, I think.
No, 70 is good because it's still
you're
it's
still letting
crisp,
the malt do the thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think if you get near the hundreds and you know 90s with. A very malty backbone. You're kind of losing it, and you're pushing the hops a little
and,
bit more.
And I have a few cavities, and I need all the enamel I can keep.
Yeah, it will rip them off.
No, thank
you. But
you
just get to a point where you don't even know the difference between 100 and 90. Like,
no,
who
it's
the
just...
Fuck knows? I wouldn't even know this was 70.
That's a pissing contest at that point.
Yeah, it's
and
just...
And this is also probably not exactly correct either.
There is. Have you
estimate.
Ever had...
Yes, that
I'm sure you have. You know how, like, there's this point... Where you stop tasting the difference, but you, like, feel the difference. You have that happen?
I think so.
I've
or
heard...
it's like, my, it's just, like, it gets really, like, dry, like, cotton-mouthy, just, like, it's like a sour pucker, but
if
it's a
getting,
bitter
if
pucker.
It's getting, if it's
you're
getting
just...
dry and puckering, then you're not in the hop realm anymore. You've gone into astringency. Which
I think
is like
he's
a,
talking about just like resiny. He's just
yeah.
Like,
oh
just,
yeah, just straight.
You know, it's like so okay, like a sound gets so low that you can't hear it, but you feel it in your chest. It's
mm-hmm.
like sometimes a beer gets so hoppy that you don't differentiate between the bitterness, but it's just like
you know it's different.
Hoppier.
You know,
I don't know.
Yeah.
It might be psychosomatic. I may be crazy, but it seems
but it
like
just might be
it
lunatic.
Seems like there's a point. Yeah. I'm crazy.
It's fine.
It's a,
it is.
No, one, no one's denying that you're crazy.
Yeah.
The legitimate argument is totally separate from.
Yeah, that's not what we're talking about here.
Your mental
right.
stability.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here, though. That's why I'm here. To talk to the people who don't know all the words that you guys are saying.
Haha. That is true. Because we're like really high, and you're kind of like the intermarried. I can't even talk.
I know how to brew beer.
You do.
But
you know, like, the common...
I don't work for a brewery.
You know the common language.
Right.
Like, because we're talking, like, all these huge technical terms and shit. And people are like, shit.
What do you...
What?
What did he just say?
Did what?
What is he talking about? I saw pre-isomerized sound
I know
passes.
IPA, and that's when you lost me.
it's IPA!
Well, and by that
oh,
same, right?
IPA's
please,
yum.
If you have any questions, feel free to ask.
I mean, I've been doing all right.
Okay.
But...
What's next?
Jess knows.
I know some things.
Who's
she
the
does.
Producer? Are you guys both producers?
I'm the producer.
She's
yeah.
a new producer.
It's so funny because Jeff is such a producer that he just kind of does it on accident.
I do sometimes. It's bad. So we could change gears. You were talking about...
Is that everything we have to talk about the...
About GABF? Yeah.
Okay.
Well, about the GABF and the... 3C IPA, and
like
the fact
I
that
said,
it's better than Pernicious.
We had
yeah.
seven breweries that won here, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Bunch of gold, one gold, one silver, and the rest bronze. but all good. Duck Rabbit won two, like I said. Fonta Flora won a really weird one that...
Field beer?
Field beer. I don't
know
what a field
beer is. What is a field beer?
I have no idea.
A beer that you drink in a field?
It was a gold.
That sort of
bronze.
Sounds like a farmhouse ale,
no,
kind of.
No, I'm sorry. It won a gold in field beer.
Yeah, but we none of us know what that is.
No. And you know
I
what?
Know.
I would say
like
we need to track down a field
mean?
Beer just to see what a field
beer
is.
I feel like, what is it? Yeah.
All right, she's going to Google it. I feel like it's very much things that, like, you find in nature, like weird shit. Like weird berries.
Like a
gruit
or something?
Like a gruit.
Wild berries and wild grass. And
yeah, and you know, succotash and I don't know.
Succotash? I don't think it's. Isn't succotash a thing people make?
Jeff, can we brew a beer called Suckering Succotash?
Yes.
Okay.
That'd be great, actually.
We're
going to
do that.
You'd have to have an interesting label.
Just, yeah, it'll have to have like the handlebar mustache. But
a field beer is any beer that is. Brewed with vegetables.
Oh.
Oh, come on. That's
not
shit.
It's a vegetable beer.
It's a vegetable beer. They have their own fucking category.
Do they have a separate category?
Yes. Yes, they have a fruit and vegetable beer. That's the category.
Alyssa, is there any way we can... Can you try to find, like, further clarification on the difference between a vegetable beer and a field beer?
Yeah. Okay. I'll do vegetable beer versus...
Okay.
There is a difference.
There has to be.
I know there is.
That's
we just don't know what it is.
Yeah.
We're not
we'll
Google
it. I know there is.
There is.
I just
so what's next up on the docket here?
We could. I interject on you because we were talking about big beer companies buying up small guys.
Oh, this is something I do know things about. Okay.
So you were pushing into AB InBev buying up.
Yeah,
small little
guys. Inadvertently, yes, I did kind of segue.
Which also
into
segues
that.
Into
what
the Heineken.
Yeah, the Heineken Lagunitas merger, which is.
So
wait,
are we sure there's a vegetable beer category?
Is there not?
There's not.
Okay.
It's field beer.
Okay.
It is field beer.
They're interchangeable names.
Okay.
Oh.
Interesting.
That explains why we couldn't figure out what the fuck they were talking about. Why don't you just, hey,
well,
GABF, if you're listening to this, just fucking pick one and stick with it. Don't just swap them out, all right?
It would be less confusing if
this isn't NOM, there are rules.
It's called Beats, Rhymes, and Life. That was the name of the beer. By Fonta Flora.
Man, we're cruising along. Well, what's the opposite of cruising? I don't know. It can run long. It's going to be a long episode. We're at 42 minutes.
That's great.
Oh, my God. Really?
It doesn't feel like we're at 42 minutes.
Yes. Just recently.
We're crawling along.
We're crawling.
What's the opposite of cruising? No, we are not cruising along.
We're at cruise control on like 20.
We're doing it wrong.
We're Sunday drivers.
Yes.
Perusing. Oh, Sunday drivers.
Right.
All right, sorry.
So, yes, Heineken recently purchased 50% of Lagunitas.
like,
but it's not one of those things where they're like going to take them over and change everything. They're doing it more for the global market.
Yes.
Because more and more craft brews are going over to Europe because they can't keep up with demand because people want these... Super awesome American beers.
Which
and
is very flattering as an American.
Stone broke ground in a place where I never thought an American brewery would break ground in. Germany.
What?
They just opened a brewery. They are opening a brewery.
That's awesome.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's
Jesus.
Fucking impressive.
Well, I was talking to Scott. Scott Christoffel, who's the brewmaster for Natty Greens. And I was asking him. I had some friends that were going over to... going over to the UK, they were going to be staying in London for a few days, and they rely on me to say, like, all right, what are, like, the beer-centric places that we have to go? Like, what breweries do we have to hit up? Where do we need to go? And he's like, honestly, man, don't go to any of, like, the old English breweries. He's like, the newer ones. Go hit up all of the new breweries that have just broke ground in the UK because... They are the ones who are pushing innovation. They are the ones who are emulating the U.S. craft beer scene. They're the ones who are coming up with things that are big and bold and flavorful that we're used to.
Yeah.
You start going back to the older breweries that are over in the over in the UK that are over in London, and you start getting these like kind of like history. watered down,
really
like
boring.
Yeah, like, just like at this point, we're not to the point where we're far past the point where we can tolerate something that is just like mildly
mediocre.
Just mild. Like we're not at that point anymore. We want big and bold and weird and pushing the envelope and
different.
Quadruple septahop it. I don't know, man. Just get weird with it.
They were definitely boring. I went to England 3 years ago or so, and I went bar hopping, and I was so disappointed because I went from North Carolina, like getting into IPAs and just really starting like getting that palate for everything.
Yeah.
And then I went to England. I was like, what is this?
Where'd
like,
to go?
Watery.
It's not
very
this
flavorful.
Is, yeah, it's also warmer.
Where's
yeah,
the?
Yeah, it was just gross.
Where's
you
the
like a cold beer?
Where's
like
the rest
cold.
Of it?
I like it cold.
They put
it's kind of
in.
Stuff that you chug in like college. You
where's
know?
The alcohol? This is this is muddy water.
Yeah, this is, tastes like pond water and regret. but yeah,
we should have themes. I like themes. We have a theme this week. We've got the festival beers.
We talked about this. We were gonna do styles and stuff like
okay.
that.
Okay. Yeah, because I was just thinking it'd be funny to do an episode where we had a bunch of bad beer. To explain it.
That's a really good idea.
Because that way we can kind of break it down. So
just really bad, like, why this tastes like shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God. if you could imagine a handful of homeless change that was dumped into an old Dorito bag.
And we could also do a best
and
of
the
worst.
And then filtered through a sock and an old radiator. You might have a beverage better than what I'm drinking right now.
I think that was a beautiful description.
I'm a poet.
You really are.
Let's wear this.
No, that's all you meant. You were a bigger fan of that than I was.
Yeah. Well, shit, then.
It was very delicious.
I don't really like this thing.
Nobody cares, shut up!
So... Justin recently took a position at Natty Greens,
uh-huh.
And would you like to talk about it after he's drinking his Triple C? So Justin is, after he drinks his beer, is one of the, I guess your second shift, third shift brewer? Whatever shift you want to show up at?
You pretty much. Whatever shift they want to schedule me as.
You can squeeze in.
Yeah, yeah, so I started at Natty's like 3 months ago, and I finished the brewing distillation and fermentation program with RCC. I got my certification through them.
Oh, congratulations on that.
Take it, sir. And, you know, I eventually decided that it was time to go ahead and make the leap. I was working as a pharmacy tech for the hospital here, making a way more money. Than I do now, so I left the hospital, or I stayed on as relief at the hospital, and came on to work in the warehouse at Natty Greens. I worked in the warehouse for like a month and a half.
That's like 2 months or so.
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Proves that you can move up really quick.
Yes, and. Then they had me working. They had me working in the warehouse. They had me working on the labeler, and then, like, they just out of the blue came to me and offered me a brewing position, and I took it. So I'm one of the three brewers at the production facility for Natty Greens, and it is unbelievable. It's
a juggle. I did it for like a month and a half.
It's terrifying. It is absolutely terrifying. You are constantly running around like a crazy person. It is a, like Jeff was saying, it's a juggling act where you've got five.
So what our system, we can explain our system. So first you have the mill, and then it goes into the grist case. So grist case is pretty much your holding facility, your holding tank for your grain that goes from your mill, goes up your auger into your grist case. Then from the grist case, it will go into your mash mixer, which that's where you'll have all your enzyme activities. So for you homebrewers, that's your mash tun. So that's where all your starches are being converted and everything. So then from the mash mixer, it will go to the louder tun. And from the louder tun,
to
we'll
either
add water and we'll sparge from there.
That's weird.
And that will either go...
I don't know if I like that.
It'll go either to a holding tank, depending on which brew we're at, and then it will go into the kettle. So that
and
is...
And then it will go to the
whirlpool,
and then it will go to the
heat
actual
exchanger.
To the heat exchanger, and then out to the fermenter. Now, the thing is, as soon as batch one goes from the mill to the grist case to the mash mixer, batch two comes in to
the
mash or to the mill and the grist case, and then batch one goes from the
mash
mixer to the louder tun, and then batch two goes from
and
the
they all
grist
just follow.
Case, grist case to the mash mixer. Then batch three comes into the mill and the grist case, and then you go from louder tun into the kettle, and then you're running from the mash mixer to the louder tun, from the grist case to the mash mixer, and then going starting batch four
this is all very
and five, and it's
yeah.
all. It's just a. It's
so just imagine.
I don't think this translates
yeah,
to podcast.
No.
I could
just
run you through audio rigs too if we want to do that.
So just imagine at one point, as a home brewer. So just imagine you are watching your kettle. So you're waiting to put hops in and stuff, but you're also checking your temperature on your mash tun. But at the same time, you're also in your kitchen with your heat exchanger or your immersion chiller, cooling your beer down.
Yeah, it's
and then putting it into a carboy.
You
imagine
are just
doing that
watching,
all at once.
You are watching five things that are going on simultaneously, and it's literally you start with one, and then it's 1, 2, and then 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And all of them are at different stages of the process. And you've got to know exactly where they're at, what they're doing, the temperature, the water level, how much longer you have, your time frame, what you need to prep for your next step. I mean, it really is, you know, coming from my previous job, I worked in a pharmacy where I would be in the operating room, and they would call to say, like, hey, I need, you know, this patient is coding, and I need this drug in this room now. And if I didn't get it there, then that person would die. And this stresses me out more than that does, which is probably a terrible, terrible commentary.
Have you ever played a hot dog stand?
I don't know what this
that
is.
Sounds
you know what
like,
I'm talking about?
That sounds like a prison game.
No, so it's a video game, and you have to, like, you have customers giving you orders, and the first level is easy because three people want hot dogs with ketchup, right? But the second level, somebody wants five hot dogs with ketchup and onions, and somebody else wants two hot dogs. And it just gets, like, this crazy level of just, like, I'm frying onion rings, don't burn the onion rings, don't undercook those, gotta put the patty on, how long do they want it for? They want it medium, this guy wants it well done, okay, the burger's over here, onions, that's what it sounds like. That's
exactly.
That's what it felt like you were describing.
And you just almost gave me an anxiety attack.
It's fun, man. I do that for fun.
This sounds terrible.
The craziest thing is, I don't have anxiety at all. I took this position and I had the worst anxiety for 2 weeks.
Jeff would wake up in the middle of the night thinking that he had to switch some buttons.
Dude, I completely get
and
it.
And he would
I
walk into the closet at like
I would
2
walk,
o'clock in the
I'd
morning.
I'd walk down the hall fully doing this and then stop, be like, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm at home, I'm not at work.
That sounds like a nightmare and awesome all at the same time.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah, except when you're waking up your fiancé
that
4
does
times
not
a night.
Sound fun.
And also having to go to work at what,
that does
6
not
in the morning?
Fun.
I have to be at work at 7, but I have to work at 5:30.
Oh. Yeah. What is this?
What we're drinking, if anybody wants this, this is our seasonal right now. It's our thicket.
This beer.
It's our autumn IPA, which is super up your guys' alley.
Okay, it looks like it is.
Super malty, single hop.
Yeah.
Centennial is the hop in this one.
It's a different weasel, a different bittering hop, but it's straight
dry hop Centennial.
Yeah, and it's just a thing of beauty.
It's delicious.
This is my wife's favorite beer that Natty Greens offers.
This is one of my favorite seasonals. I like this better than Freedom.
Oh,
it gets a little funky at the end. It's got a little
Centennial.
Not funky like.
You gotta use the right terminology.
Yeah, you can't be throwing around words like funky. I start thinking infection. I'm like, oh fuck.
No.
We're
traded like the same thing.
Shit. Scott, we've got a problem.
I smell butterscotch. What?
No, you didn't. Is that vinegar?
Wait.
Just say the word. Say the word vinegar.
There's a lot happening on the back end.
Yeah,
there's a lot happening.
All right, so. Let's go to the game.
Oh, we got a game.
Yeah,
yes.
I thought this would be really fun. I kind of stole this. I'm sorry, but it sounded really fun.
Thief!
Sometimes you steal games.
You do. We know that very much. Okay, so listen, do you want to explain the rules of the game?
It's pretty simple. I'm going to name a beer, and you guys have to tell me if it is a real beer or if it is a fake beer.
Ooh, I like this.
And each one of you will say true or false each round.
Just yes or no? Or true or false? Either way.
Whichever.
Okay.
Whatever
okay.
gets.
Do you go around in a circle?
Real or fake?
You'll
each
answer for every every name I say.
This is going to be fun. All
right.
You're going to be good at this too. I know you will.
This one's really difficult because
I don't know any of them.
Yeah. Jeff doesn't know any on this list.
Liar.
This
I just
think, like,
it's rigged.
What might you guys know? What
I helped come up with the idea and the list, but I don't know anything
on
here.
A tree limb in there?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty. It's cheap stuff.
Okay, so proceed, Alyssa.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
You guys ready? All
right.
I'm ready.
The first beer name is for Richer or Porter.
Oh, real.
Real.
It's real. I'm pretty sure I had it. Yep.
It's Tibbs Brewing.
Nice.
Are you not playing?
She knows them. Yeah, I read the list.
Okay.
Keeping score. See who wins.
The next one is Barley Legal.
Like.
It seems like an easy target. I'm gonna say real.
Yeah, I'm gonna say real.
Real.
Ah,
Palo Alto Brewing.
Where
is it?
Palo Alto.
Apple Computers. That's what
it's
over there.
Okay. Nice.
Lambic Pentameter.
Lambic Pentameter?
As opposed to iambic pentameter? Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow. Oh, Shakespeare over here. Not real.
I'm going to say not real. I'm going to play... I know Alyssa likes literature, so.
Are you that guy?
No, I also know that's not a name that's super marketable.
I would say
there's gonna be a lot of people that don't pick up on that reference.
For his,
it's not real. Okay. That came right out of my mind.
Yeah, that's not.
That's good. That should be. That's good job.
Good.
Thank you.
It's like magic; it just pops out.
Morning after pills.
I'm gonna say that's fake.
Oh,
real,
I'm going
true,
right off it.
Real,
so real,
real.
True, fake.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah.
What? Falling Skies Brewing.
Oh, man.
Man, somebody's got a terrible mind.
Wow.
Wait, am I 3-0 right now?
How the fuck did that get approved?
I have no idea.
Holy
shit.
Right after
I don't
that.
Know how
yeah, the guy.
Here.
This. Yeah, didn't that guy. He retired,
he's
right?
Still there, I think.
He made the beer and retired.
No, there's one guy who approves. Everything.
Yeah, it's
beer
one person.
Names and labels.
Wow.
Wait, this is one dude?
One guy.
Yeah, one guy, and he's getting ready to retire.
He's very big.
He's, yeah, he's,
that's why it takes a while.
It's just going to get different.
Alright, ready?
Okay.
The last one there.
Hop Sticky Mess.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like an IPA.
False.
Oh! Diggity damn! I'm back in the running, folks.
So you're tied. Jeff, you're losing. I'm sorry.
Fuck. Mash of the Titans.
Real.
Real.
Fake.
Real. Odell Brewing.
Ah!
Hey, come on, it's Odell. Really? That's.
Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, man. Dude.
I like this one.
Fake.
I want it to be real so bad. I think it's fake.
You know, I'm going to say it's real.
It's real.
What?
Oh,
all right,
I thought
you would
have. I thought it was something
that's
you came up with.
I like
Great
that.
Lakes.
I like Great Lakes.
I do like Great Lakes.
I
thought she made that one up.
I had a feeling that would throw you guys off.
Good job. Oh,
especially man. After the other one.
That was good.
Yes. Citra ass down.
That's true.
Real.
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 Yes, it's real. Against the
my brother just sent me a picture of that beer.
I just... Oh.
I love that name. That's great.
Citra.
Citra
ass down.
It's great for a beer.
Leo Tolstout.
Leo Tol...
Like
Tolstoy? Yeah.
Not real.
False.
False.
I'm just waiting for the one that we all get wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a submission for Community Brewing for the Russian Imperial Stout Legion. It almost won.
Okay. Oh, so it was almost real.
It was almost real. It was almost real, and it was also competing against Ruski Brewski.
Ruski Brewski.
Ruski Brewski.
That shouldn't even be a competition.
That one?
Ruski Brewski won, hands down.
Right?
You gotta
it
do better.
Was.
That's a great name.
Okay. Let's see. Citrusaurus.
Let somebody else take this one first. I'm going to be the guy that's like, what did he bid?
$1.
$1, Bob.
Citrusaurus. Man, do people like citrus
beer
enough
off
to make
I
that
real?
Real.
Does that mean, you know,
I'm saying real.
I'm going to say...
I say it's real.
Fuck it, real. Let's do it.
False.
Double down.
Oh! That one stung a little
almost
bit.
Said it.
That's like
I almost said it.
The Hopsosaurus Rex one that I saw. It's
I thought you were going to get it because that is exactly what this is called. You looked at the picture. It was called Citrusaurus.
Oh, I thought it was Hop. That's even better, though. Hopsosaurus Rex.
Oh,
okay. The Hoppler effect.
Oh! I want that to be
real.
Is
it
real?
Real? It should be real.
It's real.
It's gotta
be real.
Man, that's a sound joke. I like
it. It's real.
It. I'm gonna say it's. Like. I'm gonna say it's fake, even though they're saying it's real.
It's
probably
real.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've heard.
It's
I've
Summit.
Heard
Oops, sorry.
Summit.
Okay.
Hoppler, that's
yeah, you're
good.
Winning.
People who drink beer are intelligent.
Where am I
they
at?
Get
what's
your
score?
7-8, 7.
This is the polar opposite of the Reggie game.
He's one above us too.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, it's close.
I got excited. Mark.
Turn your head in coffee.
Oh my real. I'm gonna say real. That is so real.
It sounds like a very high wire beer.
Real.
You're saying fake.
Okay.
What is it one more time?
Turn your head in coffee. What God? Who would buy that?
I
say?
Would
the
buy
morning
that.
After
no
pills.
Yes, yeah, the morning
the
after pills.
Let's buy them both at the same day.
I say it's fake.
So it's real.
Yeah.
Fuck. No, I don't like this at all. I'm
Grand
a sore loser.
River.
You need to know that.
Grand River.
What is it?
Grand River.
That's not even a pun.
No.
let's see. Golden Shower.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought the next...
Oh, no,
I was
that
like,
was
what?
The
what?
No, Grand River was
that's
a brewery.
That's the brewery.
Right, that makes much more sense.
That's not
Golden
even a pun. You sounded so disappointed with it. That's not even a pun.
Golden Shower.
I say it's fake. I know how they get with those names. I don't think that's real.
Real. I think it's ambiguous enough.
Fake.
Fake, fake, real. It was real. It is now Dogfish Head's Golden Era. They made them change the name. So it was real.
But they made it change it!
They
yeah.
changed the
no.
name.
That's
not,
no, that's not fair.
It was on
fair.
Shelves.
That's
it was on shelves. You guys are trying to
sold.
Game the system, and you lost.
I feel like
Chris
I heard
winning,
that.
By the way,
that's why I
Chris
said it was
Chris is winning
fake,
by one right now.
That
one was the game changer. He's winning now.
Damn it. I'm losing bad.
Yeah, well, 7, 8, 9.
Jess, would you like a glass of shut the fuck up?
Robohop.
True. Can I get real tasting notes for shut the fuck up?
You see, yeah, if, yeah.
Robohop, real.
Tastes really similar to shit.
Was it real, what?
Fake.
Fuck!
It was fake?
Damn!
Fake. Alrighty, Jess.
Why is that not a beer?
It should be.
Eight,
was that a homebrew?
Yes, that was a homebrew.
Yes.
Dark Side of the IPA.
What?
I feel like I've heard of this
What a
one.
Terrible name!
What?
Real.
Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd.
Yeah, I know. What,
I
understand
that,
the reference.
What's that? What's the company that did all the beers for... I might even double down
About
on this.
The Planets?
No, the company that did the music series with... who else was in the music series? There was a Daft Punk one, I think.
Stone.
Was that still?
They did the Will Wheaton one, too.
I think Dark Side of the IPA is real.
You know what? I'm going to say it's real.
Real. All real? It's fake.
God!
Good job.
No.
You're
oh, you guys
wrong.
Are all, yeah? I like
wrong.
How optimistic her face is. Like, oh, yeah, you guys are real. You guys are real. It's fake. You're just like, oh, you get your hopes up, and Santa isn't real.
That was pretty great, though. Her face, too, was great. She was so happy that you were all wrong.
Yeah, you took,
like, yes.
You took a lot of joy.
No point.
No, that sucks, because that was just stupid enough to be real.
Yeah. That was good. That would be
You're
good,
welcome.
Though. That would be
that a
good. Room? I would buy
no,
one.
That was all me.
Nice.
Optimus Prime.
Real.
Real.
I think.
Fake.
It's real.
Really?
I've
real?
Had that beer.
Really?
Yeah!
Man. Don't snort.
That's a good name for a beer.
This is why I take so much time to total
fun. I'm trying not to. When you guys get excited, I should have just said
Where
real, but I'm trying not to be that guy.
Oh, shit.
We're all
tied.
It's a tie game.
Oh.
I don't know I have a good amount left.
Okay.
I am all that is man.
What are
okay.
we playing to? Do we have a...
Until I'm done.
Okay.
I like this. This is a fun game.
Let's see.
Is that it equals about 9? It actually equals 9.
It's maybe this plus
or minus.
It's approximately 9.
My little squiggle, just kidding, we're starting at 9 plus.
Okay, got it.
Shut up, you're not taking a score.
The soft math
yes.
is not acceptable.
It's anyone's game.
I know.
It is, we're all tied.
Serious, game face.
Your
Rye,
face.
So serious.
No, you're kidding.
That's exactly that.
Real.
Real?
Rye
so serious.
Rye so serious.
I say it's real. It's definitely real.
Oh my gosh.
Real.
I'm going to hedge my bets. I'm going to say fake.
Noda. It's real.
Okay. Damn.
Noda?
Noda. Nice.
Nice.
What
you're the
Noda.
Competitor. You're
He's
the one
good
to beat.
Now too.
You're the one to beat right now.
Because it's you and me.
Yeah, just wait until I get one right and you guys both get it wrong.
Let's see. Hop in the Name of Love.
Wow.
Real. That is so real. That is so real.
Hop in the Name of Love.
I'm going to stand firmly by the fact that there are very few hop puns that have not been
I hate
before.
Hop puns.
Real.
She knows that.
Oh.
Real.
Yeah, fuck it, real.
Fake.
So no one got a point there.
No, but I convinced them to side with me. So.
I was weary about that one. I'd go with the status quo.
Let's see, we're getting down to the wire. Smooth operator.
Real.
I feel like I've seen that one before too. I'm gonna say it's real. That's a good one.
I'm not losing my points. I'm going to say it's real.
It's real. Stouts.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So where are we?
In there.
11.
Christ, this
Around
game is
four.
Going on so much
it's,
longer
well,
than
Well, one has 10. It's
yes.
Chris right now.
Yeah, one has. I wonder who that is.
All right. If someone pulls ahead on this one, it's going to be game.
Ah, oh, that's not even cool.
So well, I have very little, and if I keep going...
All right, so
can.
Then you're out of the game. It's me and you. Let's do this.
Unless you both get
what?
It wrong.
And he gets
it.
Well,
it's 11, 11, 10.
Oh.
It's close. It's any man's game.
It's close. I like
close.
This game.
I don't know. I just really have to pee.
Oh.
Like, just all awful,
Sour
awful
puss.
Bad.
Well, he's being one now. That's a good
puss. That's a terrible name.
But
yeah.
Very plausible.
I'm sure it's probably like a sour or some like
it's
Berliner Weisse or something.
Sourpuss IPA.
I thought it was a blonde. I don't know. Like, sourpuss.
Obviously, it's a porter, guys. I don't know why.
Screwed that up.
Anything else?
Sourpuss is...
real.
Okay.
Too easy not to be real.
I say it's real.
Okay, it's real. Great divide.
Okay.
Alright, I'm hanging in there. I still got a chance.
Oh no.
Return of the Jed IPA.
Fake.
Fake. Disney's not gonna let that shit happen. Unless Disney. Damn it. Disney's in on it.
Disney goes.
It's fake.
It's fake.
Okay, so we all got a point there.
You all got a point.
Oh man.
Yeah, exactly. Copyright.
Shit, guys. Okay.
They're really good about that, too. They'll get you.
This
really
is bad.
The very
about
last
it.
One.
Okay. So
oh,
we may
shit.
End up with a tie.
I have a winner.
Pop it to me.
Ooh.
Pop it to me.
All right. Let's put our.
Oh yeah.
Wait. Hold
let's
on.
Not,
can we write them down?
Let's. I'll give you mine.
Yeah.
Thumbs
this is
up.
Good
oh.
Idea.
Okay. Okay.
So
this is a
real
good idea.
Fake.
Okay.
Real fake. Right.
Yeah.
What is it? One more time.
Hop it to me.
Don't say it like that. I'm married. Man.
Jeez. Did you make a decision?
No. Okay.
Okay. This is Final Jeopardy.
Says we had to write it down. What are we wagering? I'm gonna
yeah.
wager 8.
Are we wagering? I want to wager.
Do you put yours in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me.
Yours in.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh,
you can
shit.
Take yours out
last. It's just
one.
You.
So it's just me. Hop it to me.
It's the last one, so you're not
doofy
gonna win.
Enough to be true.
What did you say? I didn't get yours.
Wait, we can say them out loud
yeah.
now.
Yeah,
you guys
so
are gonna know.
That's
true.
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 What did you say?
Oh, we can say it. I'll, what did you say? I want
to
change mine.
It's
true.
I said
it's
true.
You said it's
said
all
true.
False. Fake.
Well,
you guys all got wrong.
We got a tie.
You have a tie. You have a two-way tie. 13.
All right. I had one more in the arsenal.
Okay.
Oh.
One more. You guys,
I lied.
You can't pee yet. There's one. You have to vote first, and then you can go pee.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell you if you won or lost.
Damn.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Ready?
Yes.
The witness.
The witness.
Okay.
You know what?
Okay. What is it?
What did he say? Did he give? Did he
yeah, I think he said false.
He said false?
He
said
false.
He said true? It's false. I just made that up. Like,
so Justin
right
wins.
Now.
Yeah.
Like
so
right
wins.
Now, I
Justin
just made
the bathroom.
That up.
He doesn't even know he won.
Dude, that's a great fucking name.
On the spot.
I really like that. That's a good Whitbeer name.
We're
that's a
witness.
Very
that
fun game.
Be...
That's a
I like this game a lot.
Nobody can take that. I'm going to copyright that tonight.
All right,
the witness.
The witness. The witness.
I really like that. That's a good one.
That
I do
is
like
good.
That a lot.
That's very
you
good.
You have a really cool label with that, too.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
You can go a lot of different places.
Artsy people. We on it.
That's
so
good.
We're gonna tell them when tickets out of the bathroom just bombarded
we're
by.
Gonna tell
like,
them
hey,
lost.
You won. Yeah.
You'll never know.
You
this is how we'll.
Hear us.
Yeah,
this is how
loud.
We'll know if he listens to the episode or not.
Hey Justin, did you listen to the episode? Oh yeah, it was great. Do you know who won?
You
that would be great.
Son of a bitch.
He would say he
I
won.
Was
just
that.
To be fucking cocky.
Who took it?
You lost.
You lost.
Sorry.
Won.
No, you won.
It was
won,
close,
man.
Though.
You won.
You won. His face, though, was good, though.
She just
he
made
was,
it
like,
up.
Shocked.
I made up the witness just now.
It's a great Whitbeer name.
The witness.
The witness.
That is a pretty good beer name.
It's pretty fucking good.
Copyright it.
That's good.
Are we still?
Is this the end? I think it's the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, so,
that's it.
Yeah. So we have a sign-off?
We do not have a sign-off.
All right, well,
cheers
guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
See you next... Wait, don't do that.
Oh, okay,
oh, you
okay.
need beer.
Okay,
you need to put
okay.
beer in yours too, bro. Oh, you got the
all
glass?
Right, all right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
See everybody at Crafty
see you next
for
you. Thursday? Is it Friday? When is this going up? I don't know.
This is going
we'll
up tonight.
Out.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Have a great night.
Good night.
Cheers.